We're going to read the story, The Snowbelly Family of Chileville Inn. It's holiday at the Chileville Inn, and the Snowbelly family is in quite a spin. There is so much to do. Who can rest? Grandpa is greeting the folks at the door, in addition to handling his favorite chore, carving a gift for each guest. Inside the inn, there are songs in the air, as Papa plays piano with fabulous flair. With a solo from Twiggy the dog, Mama is bustling around with a tray of slippery ice slushies and ice cream souffle, plus a pitcher of icy cold nog. And the tree, what a tree, how the icicles glitter. And look, you can see there's a mighty fine knitter who lives here, and Grandma is her name. As Snowbert and Snowbell are topping the tree, Grandma keeps knitting quite rapidly until she is heard to exclaim, "Land sakes, I forgot. I've got yarn outside soaking. Kids, won't you please take some sticks and start poking to check on my red and green dye?" So Snowbell and Snowbert go out by the barn and start stirring and swirling the two vats of yarn and holding up strands to the sky. And who should appear as if out of the blue? Jingles, the mischievous kitten, that's who. Last seen, she was napping in bed. Miss Jingles jumps up with spectacular speed. She tangles in yarn like a cat tumbleweed. And when she rolls out, she's bright red. While Twiggles the dog simply can't be outdone, he figures that he is the master of fun and wants to be part of the scene. So he lurches and lunges at Jingles the cat, tips over a vat with a very big splat, and now he's totally green. When Snowbert and Snowbell catch up with their pets, they hold them and scold them, expressing regrets, all gathered around in a huddle. Then they look at each other and whisper, "No way. What will we do? What will Ma and Pa say? We look like red and green muddle." They troop back inside, and all four fear the worst. And when Ma and Pa see them, they can't help but burst into laughter and blurt out with glee, "You look like Christmas. Well, what do you know? These things tend to happen when you're made out of snow. We need pictures most definitely." Then Grandpa booms out to the whole room's delight, "Hey, don't forget it's gift-giving night. Is everyone ready to start?" A mad scramble ensues and more fun is unloosed as presents once hidden are quickly produced. Oh, there comes a really good part. Everyone's thrilled with the gifts they receive, especially Snowbelly kids who believe that this is their best Christmas ever. On a icicle bicycle, Snowbert goes riding. He's popping those wheelies, he's hopping and sliding. Does he plan on stopping? No, never. And Snowbell can do what she's wished for so long. With her frozen flute, she performs a sweet song and melts every heart in its place. There's a hush in the room, then a voice from the hall, "Let's raise a glass to the best inn of all," and a smile spreads across every face. To the Snowbelly family for all their good cheer, and to Chileville Inn, where we're welcome each year, a toast to our wonderful hosts. Then as night starts to fall like a big snowy feather, they all share a hug because they're happy together, and that's what matters the most. Good night.